This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The rot spreads, friends. A sickness emanating from the heart of the nations. A stench of Sodom and Gomorrah rising to choke the very breath of Yahuwah's covenant land. We see it in the gilded halls of power, in the shadows of secret societies, and now, laid bare for those with eyes to see, in the alleged actions of a governor, a representative of this decaying order. Reports surface of Gavin Newsom's participation in deeply disturbing acts at Bohemian Grove, a place long known as a breeding ground for the machinations of Edom. This isn't about one man's scandal. It's a symptom of a diseased system, a testament to the corruption that fuels the illegitimate power structures of this world. Edom's wickedness, long hidden, is now being exposed, as the prophets foretold. Yahuwah's judgment is swift and sure, and the timing is no accident. As Israel awakens, the forces of darkness grow desperate. But the corruption isn't confined to the elite gatherings of the powerful. It's a poison seeping into the very foundation of our seed, a deliberate attempt to sever the covenant connection. They call it education, yet it's a curriculum designed to erase our history, to minimize the stories of our ancestors, and to replace them with narratives that glorify foreign gods and values. Our sacred language, the language of prophecy, is abandoned. The reports from the Watchmen confirm what we already know. This isn't about knowledge, it's about control. The suppression of natural healing, the subtle corruption of our sustenance, even the food given to infants is now found to be laced with microplastics. These are not accidents. This is a calculated assault on our sovereignty, on our ability to stand independently before Yahuwah. Obadiah warned of violence against Jacob, and this is the face of that violence today, a slow, insidious poisoning of the generations. The crumbling empire of Edom attempts to control the narrative, to rewrite history, to present itself as a beacon of truth. But the truth, like a persistent flame, will always find a way to pierce the darkness. The so-called release of January 6th footage, over 1,000 hours of manipulated images and carefully curated narratives, is not transparency, it is damage control. For 3 years, the modern state of Israel and its Edomite allies have propagated the fiction of an insurrection, a fabrication used to demonize dissent and deflect attention from the true source of instability. The judgment upon a wicked generation. Yahuwah's people are not deceived. We understand that January 6th was a manufactured crisis, designed to justify increased surveillance, censorship, and the suppression of all who challenge their authority. The remnant of Israel must not fall for these illusions. And the silencing continues. The hand of Edom is heavy upon the nations, crushing any voice that dares to speak truth. The European Union, a tool of the globalist elite, has enacted sanctions against Hüsgen Dagru, a German citizen who dared to expose their machinations. This isn't a legal dispute. It's a calculated assault on free speech, a chilling demonstration of the West's determination to silence any voice that challenges its narratives of control. From the burning of scrolls to the censorship of the press, Edom has always sought to control information. Now, in the age of digital surveillance and financial warfare, the tools of repression have become more sophisticated, but the spirit remains unchanged. The sanctions against Dagru are a warning to all who seek to speak truth, a signal that independent journalism, particularly that which challenges the established order, will not be tolerated. This betrayal extends even to those seeking refuge, those fleeing persecution. The lawsuit revealing the Trump regime knowingly provided the Iranian regime with the identities of Iranian nationals seeking asylum within the United States is a stain upon the conscience of this nation. This wasn't mere negligence. It was a calculated act of betrayal, handing vulnerable souls back to a merciless oppressor. It confirms what discerning eyes have long understood. The modern political structures built upon the lands of Edom are not allies of Israel, but instruments of its continued exile and suffering. From ancient times, Edom has sought to undermine the covenant people, to steal their inheritance, and to deliver them into bondage. This pattern continues unabated, manifesting in the policies and actions of nations that claim to champion freedom and justice. The shadow lengthens, friends, but remember this. Yahuwah is not surprised. He sees the corruption, he hears the cries of his people, and he will bring judgment upon Edom. The awakening of Israel is gaining momentum, and the time of restoration is at hand. Let us remain vigilant, let us speak truth in the face of deception, and let us trust in the sovereign power of Yahuwah to fulfill his promises. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.